morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. I'm Bill Sturgeon. By the way, you know I only do Mondays now. I am slowing up a little bit for a lot of reasons. But I am committed to this radio station, committed to you, my listeners and viewers. Through the years, you've been more than gracious and courteous and kind to me and the radio station. So I will continue to have on what I believe are very interesting, informative, and fun guests. And today I have someone I have the greatest admiration for. They do a magnificent job, but most people don't understand what their job is. So that's why I'm spotlighting Patricia Harris. She is the Registrar of Deeds for Central Berkshire. And there's lots going on at the registry that I feel and I didn't know about. And since I've been having Patricia on, I'm amazed at what they do and all that they do. And the records that they have is amazing and the protections they afford. And we're going to be talking about a lot of that today. And so with that, I'd like to say good morning, Registrar. It's hard for me to say that. Registrar of Deeds Harris, how are you today?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Well, you're always a great guest. I always get people requesting I'd send them to your office because I don't know anything. But you play such a vital role in records keeping, in property of stuff. And could you give us like a 30,000 foot overview of all that you do? You and your office. And by the way, you got a great office.
I do. I have, it's imperative that we have a knowledgeable staff, and we absolutely do. And we're all of us are continuously learning and educating ourselves. So what we do is we make sure that we provide notice for anything having to do with the land records in the Middle Berkshire District. So any conveyance, any liens, anyone should be able to get a picture of a piece of property at any given moment in time. So that's basically the gist of what we do.
And that while that sounds, folks, like, oh, that's no big deal. It's a huge deal when you get down to your property lines, liens against your property that you may or may not know about. There's a lot of involved. One of the things that I would always recommend, and I'm not a lawyer, I don't work for a lawyer, you know, that disclaimer there. Make sure you have a will that details what you want done with your property. Now, am I wrong with that, Patsy?
Oh, no, absolutely. I mean, you know, that's something that we deal with all the time because part of our records, they are tied to the probate and family court records. So it's very important that, you know, you can transfer title through a will as well. So, or, you know, through the laws of intestacy, if you die without a will, it will automatically go to, your children, your spouse, however that is set up. But you should know these things. You're exactly right. Yep.
Right. And I mean, it's an involved, it's really involved. And that's why we have people like Patricia Harris and her amazing staff. And like Patricia was saying, too, that they're constantly updating because they're constantly changing laws and they have to be familiar. And it's a wonderful place to go. But let me just tell you, if you stop there to visit, leave all your metal in the car.
Yeah, you're right. That's because we are upstairs from one of the trial courts, ours being probate court. And so the trial courts have metal detectors, sure.
And by the way, they are the best protected registrar of deeds in this Commonwealth. So because they have all those armed guards underneath.
That's right. That's right.
You know, we've talked about this. I've gotten calls back and I see a blitz again. There's a deal where it's kind of a scary thing, especially for old people.
Yeah.
Me included. Was that without this certain coverage that you can purchase, somebody can come and take the deed to your home. Now, Massachusetts, and Patricia will detail this. Please pay attention. Please pay attention, because this is very, very important. So, Patricia, I defer to you.
Okay, so I think what you were referring to are those scary commercials where they're selling title lock, right?
Right.
I believe that's what you mean. And, I've seen those commercials as well. And so what they're trying to do is first scare you into thinking that you sh if you're not thinking of your real estate or your property or your house right now, you ought to be. And I will say that we don't really see a lot of situations where your property is literally stolen from you. It is kind of a form of identity theft, is what they're
Yes.
talking about. And so I guess the idea would be they would maybe create a deed that looked like they owned your property, which is tough to do because we scrutinize every document that comes through this place. So we can tell when there's something a little bit off with it. And often they, if they do try, which we don't really see too much, hardly at all, but we do see people try and attempt to do things on their own. And they get rejected a lot. Those documents get rejected a lot because they just don't know all of the requirements that are necessary to create whatever document it is they're trying to create. But say, for example, if somebody was able to get to some sort of, it wouldn't be like a everyday bank that we're used to, like Pittsfield Co-op or Berkshire Bank. It would be some sort of another creditor that a credit company that is willing to lend money and take risks. And that's pretty much how your title could be affected. Somebody actually, because you got to think about it in terms of why would somebody try to steal your property? You're living there. It's not like they can come in and stay there.
Yep.
The real reason is to try to extract money from your property. So that's why they bring it to a credit company, and then they try to, get some sort of a loan from that. And even if they get $10,000, $15,000, that's
Yeah.
great for them,
Yeah.
And the reason seniors are more at risk is the simple fact that seniors have paid down more on their house.
Yeah.
So they have more equity. Maybe they don't even have a mortgage anymore. So, I mean, that's why you're more at risk, because if you bring a homeowner's property that, maybe they've only owned it for 5 or 10 years, chances are that mortgage is still there,
Yeah.
and it's going to be tougher to secure a loan for a thief. So that's why the seniors are at risk.
And Massachusetts has and it can be done at your office or online. For people my age, it's a visit to your office, because last time I tried to do something online, I re-enlisted in the Army. So,
So yes, I'm glad you kept me going here. So I did stop too soon. So the title lock company, what they're trying to sell you is a service that we actually offer here at the registry for free of charge. And you can sign up on your own. You can go to our website, berkshiremetaldeeds.com. It's on our website. It's a link. You can click on that. You can do it yourself. If you have any questions while you're doing it yourself, you can contact us, call us, for if you're still not comfortable, by all means, come in and we will help you. So there's numerous ways to sign up, but it is free of charge, and we do the exact and we offer the exact same service that these companies do. And by the way, the company doesn't prevent you from having this identity theft situation occur. It doesn't prevent whatever could happen from happening. It simply tells you when it already happened. So you still need to deal with the consequences.
Right.
Ours is
That's an excellent
similar.
point. That's an excellent
Ours,
point.
ours is similar. We can't tell you something's going to happen. We can only tell you when it did, but at least it will get you to the police or to whatever you need to do, or to an attorney or somebody who can help you navigate through dealing with whatever the consequences are quicker.
Yeah. And in all reality, to me, this is a service that's rendered by the state for free. And if you want to buy the others, please do. But right now, I have probably, I'm going to say this. This is me. And of course, everybody knows the views and opinions expressed on this program are mine, those of my guests. I in no way represent the Pittsfield School Committee, the Pittsfield School Department, Mayor Marchetti and the mayor's office, Pete White and the city council, and or the beautiful day here it is in the Berkshires today. But that said, whatever you do, do something, I guess is the word. And why not take advantage of the state? And it's not taking, it's an, something that's offered to us.
Yeah.
And go for it. And what's the official title of that, Patsy?
So for our office, it's called Consumer Notification Service.
Okay.
So I will say that if you think that you signed up for this, and you may have done so a couple of years ago, it has, our website has undergone an update. And so anyone who has already signed up will need to re-sign up. So, yeah. So if you haven't done so within the past, say, prior to November of 2022, you should go back on and sign up. And if you have already signed up and you are legitimately signed up, the site will tell you. So okay. You don't have to worry about overdoing it.
And that's just, you go to the website and that consumer notification service, you click on that.
Yep. That's it. If you go to BerkshireMiddleDeeds.com.
Yep.
That's the website for the Berkshire Middle Registry.
Yep.
And then you will notice a link on that website for consumer notification service. And this is really, I will say, this is for people who keep seeing these commercials and it's bothering them.
Oh, yeah.
But I think it's great if you want to sign up. But I also want to say there's a reason that we don't normally think every day if our property's at risk. It's because it's fairly secure already. And and our records make sure that you can always prove your ownership anytime. So we should feel comfortable. We've been using the same system for, in some areas of Massachusetts, for almost 400 years. So it's the same system, and it's very effective, and very few people find that they have any trouble proving ownership. So we should feel comfortable that you know, we're in good shape with our records.
And again, we're doing that. This is just part of the show, but I want, because when I see it, I get antsy.
Sure.
You know, I you know, I'm saying, oh man, and this is like my nest egg. If I lose my nest egg, I'm going to have to move into the registrar of deeds or somewhere.
But, you know, I'm here every day and I never check my own records. I never check them. I just am not worried. Somebody is going to have to sign, and that somebody better be me or my joint owner, who is my husband. And if it's not, then that's fraud. And then fraud is illegal. And then, you know, you can go from there. But you, if you personally did not sign anything, and by the way, don't sign anything that has to do with your property unless you're in the presence of an attorney whom you've hired. You should be fine, and you shouldn't have to worry about it.
And again, I want to just kind of defer. The lending institutions and all of that are, they're pretty local. I mean,
around here, yes.
Now, I have an experience, but I've heard of people who got these wonderful deals either on a mail or via, and they signed up, and all of a sudden, it's not the wonderful deal they thought it was.
Yeah, it gets a little more expensive than what they were told initially. And right. I mean, like you said, we can trust our local credit unions and banks. Yes.
And there's so much more to the registry of deeds. You know, I have to give a plug to the office. When you call there, it's really you feel welcome that you called. It's not like, yeah, department, I'm at, what do you want? You know,
Yeah.
no, but really, and I mean that as a compliment to you and your staff. That's
Thank you.
that's an environment that you as the leader fostered, that helpful,
Yeah.
kind, understand. Because most people, like if I went in there, you would have thought, you know, what's he doing here? He's got no brain. But and it is what people. These are things that are so far off our beaten path.
Yeah, of course. And we have to understand that we do this every single day. And so
Yep.
when somebody comes in and they are asking questions,
Ooh.
and we can find answers, we're not answering, we will never answer as if we are your attorney because that's not helpful
Right.
to anybody. But we can show you, you know, we've had people come in, for example, and somebody's suddenly their neighbor's putting a fence up and they're concerned. It's like,
Yeah.
oh, geez, is this on my property or whatever? So we can show them, we show them tools so that they can actually, you know, maybe they are, their property is a lot on a plan and their neighbors are probably a lot on a plan as well. We can show them, give them a copy of a survey, which is $3 for a copy. Take that back to your house, you know, talk to your neighbor
Yeah.
about it if possible, and try to determine where the fence should go. And, you know, so knowledge is power. And I think, you know, it's right here. And we want to help anybody, even if, you know, in other circumstances, you may not be an owner of property, but maybe you're about to sign a rental agreement. And we know rental agreements right now are very expensive.
Oh.
You want to make sure you're signing with the owner of the property. If you're signing with somebody who's not the owner, then you need to see an agreement that allows them to do that. So you don't want to just give a security deposit and first month's rent, which could be $4,000 or $5,000 easily, to just anybody. You know, that could be just a
Yeah.
scam in and of itself. So always feel free to check with us.
Thank you. But you know what? That never ever entered my mind. Boy, what great advice that is. Thank you for that. And folks, this is why I try to have these shows on, because there are anomalies. There are things that we just don't do in our daily life. We have zero comprehension about. But if something goes south, then we got to know what to do and where to go. And what I'm saying, if it's a, correct me if I'm wrong, Pat, if it's a deed dispute, you go to the registry of deeds.
You start with us, you know, you can start with us. You will require an attorney to
Oh, sure.
navigate through that, but you can come here and at least you yourself can learn your situation by what is on record here. And my staff and I mean, I go out all the time and help people. I actually, that's one aspect of this job that I still love. So,
Yeah.
you know, I mean, I don't have to do necessarily because I do have staff members to do it. But if I'm out there and everybody's busy, I love to do that. So,
It's
you know.
kind of keeping your finger in the pie too. I mean, I just told somebody the other day that they got a big promotion. I said, the further up the ladder you go, the further away from the original job you signed on for.
You're right. I mean, sometimes I'm literally stuck with a lot of administration stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just what it is. You know, I have to deal, I have reports, I have things I have to deal with to people in Boston for, because I'm just, you know, a number of one of many re registries in the state, and I have things I have to do. But like I was trying to express is that I love the old job of just sitting out there and getting up and waiting on a customer, waiting on a lawyer, waiting on a homeowner. And like I said, the registry is not just for landowners. It's for, you know, it's for people who are tenants or people who have trouble with landlords. They might want to see what's what. And like I said about signing a lease, you don't want to do that unless you know who the owner is. If you are owed money, maybe you're a mechanic and you did some work on somebody's property and they won't pay you. That means you're going to use the registry. You're going to maybe file a mechanic's lien. So it's not, we're not just taking care of a certain few people. You never know when you're going to need the registry of deeds information from the registry.
And I think that's so very true. And so to me, letting people know where it is. And it's in one of, in my opinion, one of the most beautiful buildings in the Commonwealth.
I agree. It is
It's
beautiful.
the old, for people my age, it's the old library.
Yeah.
For young people, it's the old Athenaeum. I heard
Right.
that until they built the new one. But
Yes, the old public library. Yeah.
yeah, and it's
Yeah.
majestic. It's beautiful. And don't be frightened when you go in, because the lower part of that is a courtroom. There's, you got to go through a metal. But once you get upstairs, you'll be in Patsy's office, the Registry of Deeds, and then the help starts.
It's a whole different feel upstairs.
Yeah.
You're here because you're about to do some research. It's definitely not a stressful environment, I will say.
Now, you've been associated with the Registry of Deeds for how long?
Let's see, 23 years.
So Patsy started when she was 11.
I know. The years are adding up, that's for sure. And
Believe me, I know. You should be on my side of this too. But yeah, so she brings with her years of experience in the fostering of helping the average Joe and Jane.
absolutely.
Is that fair to say?
It is fair to say. That's a requirement, and everybody in my staff, they want to help.
Yeah.
But when they first come on board, that is stressed. That is a very big part of your job is helping people. And no one here, no manager, myself, we will never question you for the time you spend helping somebody. And you help them until they have all the information they need and they're all set. So.
And the other piece I just want to say too is, you don't have to do this on your own. If you have an attorney, okay, that's it, I don't want to say a better way to go. It could be an easier way to go. But before you do that, if you want to go in and dip your toe in the water to see what it is and how involved it is, and do you need an attorney, I just want people to know it's there.
Right, right.
Because these things in my lifetime I've seen, especially when I was in law enforcement, some of these civil disputes over property lines, I
Oh,
mean,
they
they
can
can
get
turn
serious.
violent. They can turn violent.
Yeah. Well, because I think, when it comes to your home, and most of us have worked very hard to
Yeah.
acquire what we have, you
Yeah.
do get very passionate about that. You
Sure.
know, and so I think we should feel very fortunate to know that you don't have to fight every day to prove your ownership. The records will do that for you, and it's kind of comforting.
And as you look back, and now when you do transactions, you kind of keep track of that too, like what a house sells for in the county
Right.
or
Yes.
in the district.
We extract certain information, and we index all of that information off each document. So yes, the amount of a mortgage, the amount of the purchase price, that's all put in there, that we
Yeah.
actually have that available. Yep.
And that
Yeah.
gets, is that is and I guess this is a question, of course, the question. Is that what gets published in the Eagle?
Yeah, so we do provide that. I'm not trying to disparage the Berkshire Eagle, but we found, when I first took this position at Register of Deeds, that sometimes the information wasn't exactly correct, and I don't know why that was, and it probably was just their source wasn't good or whatever. So they had a different source for acquiring that, and so we offered to supply that to them firsthand. So
Oh.
ever since then, it's been great, and we work with one person at the Berkshire Eagle, and she's amazing. So she's always calling us, reminding us if we forget anything, or she's so we have a really good relationship
Oh,
with the
that's great.
Berkshire Eagle, and we do supply the information that they need to report to everybody
Yeah.
else.
I think when they weren't owned locally, there was a lot of, they farmed a lot of stuff out.
It could have been that time period.
Yeah.
I believe you're right. Thank you for reminding me of that. So that helped a lot.
Yeah.
that, you know, we could establish our own relationship with them. And so now we
Yeah.
provide that.
The, and going back to the you me to you, I mean me to the peeps. Make sure you they can get copies of all their stuff, right, Patsy, when they go up.
Absolutely. Yes. So, I mean, you know, we have the fees are really low. I mean, you know, $1 per page, and most of us are our deeds will only be 2 to 3 pages. So, honestly, if somebody doesn't have a few bucks on them, we will give them the copy of the deed. So it's not a big deal. You can print it offline for free. That reminds me of another thing that happens when sometimes people first buy a home. They'll start to receive all kinds of notification, all kinds of junk mail. It is junk mail. One of them is, you know, you better secure your property, you better obtain a copy of your deed. And basically what it boils down to, however they word it, they are only offering to order a copy of your deed through us and send it to you for $85. So always check with us. If you get anything in the mail after you purchase a home, check with your attorney, check with the registry, make sure you're not doing something or paying for something. Most of the time, there's nothing that you have to pay right after you buy a house because believe me, they squeeze it all out of you
At
on the day of the
the
closing.
closing.
They make sure that every tax is paid. They make sure that all your insurance is prepaid for a year. They make sure all this stuff is paid. So if you all of a sudden get something in the mail saying that you need to pay A, B, or C, question it immediately.
And folks, I hope you're paying attention to this because basically it's your property. I hate to say it, your responsibility, just like it is mine. You know, when I first heard this LifeLock thing, I went right to Pat, and we did a show on it. And the feedback I got from that show was phenomenal. As to, oh man, I didn't know. And I'm sure Patsy's office saw upswing and people coming in or calling in or doing it. It will come back when we come back in the second half. We're going to repeat some of this, so don't panic if you didn't get it, because it is a morning show. People are in and out. I understand that, but I do want to also say too, have a pencil and paper, you know, so you can write down, you know, all the information that Patsy has from her phone number on down. Because texting me after the show is like texting Lost in Space, because then I got to look up her number. So, but we'll be right back. Please stay tuned. These are important things because it's your stuff. It's your property. It's you're paying the bank, or you paid the bank, or whatever to own it. And I think some of the other disputes, and I'll talk about them when I come back. The civil, it's not a criminal offense until it becomes a criminal offense. And with that, I'll explain when we come back. Right now, I'd like to say this is WTBR 89.7 FM on your radio dial. We are simulcasting on channel 1301 Spectrum Cable TV. We'll be right back, and please stay tuned.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs. Greylock Federal, opportunity grows here, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
Support for closed captioning on PCTV is brought to you by the Feigenbaum Foundation, with additional support from the Pittsfield Commission on Disabilities.
Still paying for that monthly gym membership? How about that streaming service you never watch? Why not support WTBR-FM instead? For just $8.97 a month, you could show your support for our community radio station today. Go to WTBRFM.com and click donate. It's as easy as that. We need to support this station to keep it on the air, and every little bit helps. WTBR FM, for the love of radio.
This is Kevin Cahill from the Sunday Sounds of Ireland show, which you can listen to every Sunday on WTBR 89.7 at 10 a.m. You will hear the jigs, you will hear the reels, the fiddles, the bowrons, and the bagpipes, Paddy Riley, the Wolf Tones, the Chieftains, and even some cranberries. So listen to the Sunday Sounds of Ireland every Sunday at 10 a.m. here at WTBR 89.7.
Do you have a favorite show on WTBR-FM? Did you miss the last episode? We've got good news for you. Most of our shows are now available on podcast. You can subscribe to your favorite and have the latest episode downloaded to your device automatically on Apple, Google, Amazon Music, Stitcher, or Overcast. Go to WTBRFM.com/podcasting and find out more today. WTBRFM, for the love of radio.
And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBRFM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, we are back. Today I'm honored and really privileged to have with me today Patricia Harris. She is the Registrar of Deeds, and a good one, an excellent one. We talk about a variety of things on this show. Mine is, I've had the police chiefs on, the fire chief. I want people to be aware of what is there, what are their functions, how can they interact with you. This is maybe my third or fourth interview with Patsy since you've been elected. And she, how long have you been elected? You've been elected a long time.
Yes, 11 years.
Yeah. I had her on 11 years ago when I had hair. And she said, boy, you have beautiful hair. And I said, thank you.
I think I remember that.
Yeah, she hasn't said anything about my bald head. But anyhow, bottom line, Patsy, there's these series of things, and I don't want to use a brand name, but they're telling you if you don't, they'll protect you from losing your property and all that. Well, guess what? The Commonwealth of Massachusetts does that. Patsy, it's yours.
So you're speaking about the title lock commercials, and so they want to get you nervous, get you scared into buying their product. The fact is, you're already all set. And if you are concerned and you do want to be proactive about at least knowing if something went wrong with your property or if somebody recorded something, you can sign up with us. It's called Consumer Notification Service. You will find that on our website. And the website is located on at berkshiremiddledeeds.com. And then there's a link for the Consumer Notification Service. If you've already signed up for it before, it won't allow you to sign up again, but you can always try it. Just want your name and your address, and then it will notify you via email if anything goes on record under your name. Sometimes you might get notification and it could be something that maybe is just doesn't have to do with your property, but at least you will have the opportunity to check it out. You know, it could be a cross-reference or something that, you know, but this is the same service that Title Lock or those companies that are advertising on TV all night long and wherever you see it, wherever you hear it on the radio station. We've offered this service probably, I want to say, for at least 10 or 11, 12 years.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Even before these companies popped up.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's great to know. And if you don't know, and this is amazing. First time when we did this show, currently, like 4 or 5 months ago, I had at least three people say, now, where is that? Registry of Deeds. Where is that? Well, I'll tell you where it is. It's in the most beautiful building in Pittsfield, for sure, probably the Commonwealth. It's the old Berkshire Pittsfield Library. It's a majestic building right near the courthouse, right near the new, across the street from the new library.
Right on Park Square in Pittsfield.
Yeah. And don't be frightened when you go in the door. You didn't make a mistake. The downstairs is an active courtroom. The upstairs is the Registry of Deeds. And you have to go through the metal detector. So I suggest you don't bring in, you know, your cell phone. because you, but then when you get up there, and you can call me if this isn't true, or text me, whatever, you will be treated like unbelievably kind, understanding, and very knowledgeable people. And I know there are state offices that don't always do that, but that's okay. This one does.
We're not talking about them today.
No, we're not talking about them.
We
do. We're talking about people who really understand. Like, before I started doing this program with Patsy, I really didn't have a comprehension of all the registry did and does, and how much information they have about my property.
And also sometimes people are fearful that they don't know what to ask.
Right.
But you don't even have to know what to ask. We know what you need. So you just have to tell us your situation, your scenario, your story about what your concern is, and then we can find it. You know, we've had people come up and say, you know, I'm looking for a plot plan. Well, you know, we don't necessarily have plot plans. We only have legitimate surveys recorded here. But we can tell you that maybe your attorney has a plot plan. We can look maybe when you last financed your property, see if there's a date that you can maybe call your attorney and say, is there a plot plan in the file? A plot plan, just to explain, is it's a version of a survey, but it's not as intense as a survey. So it basically, it is done by a registered surveyor, but it shows the buildings on your land, and it shows the distance from the side yard to the front yard, and it shows that all your buildings are on your land. Hopefully,
yeah.
You wouldn't want to have a plot plan that shows it on the boundary line. That would not be good if your garage was not in the right place. But that's what a plot plan is. But we have surveys here. We will know what to look for you, what to help you find, if you just tell us a little bit of a background of what you need.
And one of the things that I would suggest from my viewpoint, my old career, is if you're having land disputes with neighbors, make sure you know what you're talking about. In that respect, then I would either get an attorney or go yourself and get your deed, and just to be sure, because through my career, I can't tell you the number of property disputes that go from a civil thing, an argument, say, to over to the criminal side because somebody pushes somebody or somebody threatens somebody. And thinking back before I was doing this show, I would say a good 60% of them could have been resolved if they had gone to the Registry of Deeds first.
Interesting. Okay, so you've seen a different side of it than what we see.
Yeah, I mean, they're saying, hey, you're putting that fence on my property. And the guy said, no, here's the pipe. And God only knows how long that pipe has been there and who put the pipe there.
Right.
But to this guy, it's the Berlin Wall. You know what I mean?
Like I said, it's your property, and people become very passionate about their property, and rightfully so.
But get either through your attorney or go yourself and get a copy of your deed, and then you're arguing with facts, not emotions. And I often tell people, when you go from the objective viewpoint to the emotional viewpoint, stop and disengage, because now you're just...
Yeah, that's good advice.
And I have used that all my career. You know, I learned it from a wonderful sergeant when I was in the police academy, saying you cannot have a legitimate discussion with someone who's foolish or drunk.
Yeah, that's true. Don't come up here if you're foolish or drunk.
Oh, no. There's no real... Oh, and the Patrick's is open. Maybe I could. Now, what other services you wanted to talk about? Something, please do that.
I think what I had mentioned is on our little break was, you know, try not to to listen to a friend or neighbor or, you know, family member about how they've handled their property, they may have gone to see a lawyer. And if they tell you, well, you know, our lawyer put our property in a trust, or our lawyer told us to deed our property to our children, never assume that you're in the same situation, because everybody's situation is unique. And this might be a lawyer who there could have been unusual circumstances for that advice. You really do need to seek your own legal advice. Everybody is different. You're not the same. And you could, if you try to do something on your own, you could really jeopardize the status of your real estate. And I just wouldn't want to see that. So I just stress legal advice.
The other piece there is too, do not, let me say one more time in case you forgot, do not fill anything about anything of importance online to submit to anybody unless you know exactly who that is going to. There's a gazillion scams out there, and I just want you to be alert to that. I hear people don't answer the phone. I used to interview a lady that worked for the Attorney General's office, and the best advice she has given, not the best, but some of the best advice was this: if you don't recognize the number, don't answer the phone.
Right.
If it's somebody that wants to get in touch with you and they change their number, they're going to leave a message and you can call them back. And boy, I tell you, I have used that since she said it. And so many times if they leave a message, it's scam-a-dammer.
Mm-hmm. Right. And, good advice there for sure.
Well, and you know, we all see it every day. We hear of somebody who's been, you know, taken advantage of. You mentioned something, Pat, in the first half of the show. Why do they go after old people's homes? And you might want to expand on that.
Yeah. So because seniors typically have the most equity in their properties, and that's why, you know, there's more money to play with there. You know, if you're trying to extract money, the best property to go for is the one that's already paid off, because, you know, one of those creditors that doesn't really do due diligence and doesn't really care to will take a chance on mortgaging a home that doesn't have any mortgage on it already. So, you know, maybe, and especially if it's for, you know, an insignificant amount compared to the value of the property. So if the property is valued at $400,000 and someone's looking for a $20,000 mortgage, they may just take more chances doing that. And that's why, if the person who's doing that is the one who doesn't really own your property, might have a better shot at it. So that does sort of target seniors because they have the most equity in their homes. In the same light as seniors, I wanted to talk about homesteads. So, you know, as we all age, there's a special homestead for either a disabled person or a person who's over the age of 62. Oh, and well, this is something
I get there.
And this is something that you would want to talk to your attorney about as well. So we all should have homesteads. We do provide that service here. We do have the forms. We can help you file a homestead if you haven't already had one. We can help you find a homestead that you already have on record. I will say that, you know, I always push for you to do anything to do with your home to see a lawyer. Most attorneys will do this for their own clients for free. Most attorneys will take care of this service for you. So if you already have an attorney who you typically go to, you should call this attorney and ask first if you have one. See if it needs to be updated. Maybe you've aged up into the age of 62. You want to do a new homestead after you're 62, and say if you have a husband and wife owning property and you're both over 62, it is recommended, and we have a little booklet on this, that you do your own homesteads. Don't do it jointly, because if one passes away, that homestead is no longer in existence. So you should have your own, especially when you're over 62. So that's just a little bit of advice. That's the cheapest document we have to record here, $35. Wow. So yes, it will cost you another $35 to do your own, but it could save you a lot of trouble in the future. You will make sure that it stays homesteaded.
Here's a technical. What if one person is disabled, say militarily disabled 100%?
Yeah.
And the other person isn't. What do you recommend for that?
Okay, so you can always file a homestead as a disabled person.
Yeah.
There is a requirement that you have to have a letter from the Social Security Administration. And that gets a little personal, if you ask me, because all of our records are open records, yeah, public records. If you're over 62 and you're disabled, I personally would rather choose one, and I would choose the one that doesn't need proof. So I would go with the over 62. And then that way you don't have to put any personal information on as well as your homestead. But if you are under 62 and disabled, then you may want to do that.
Right. And it's amazing to me. It's just social. They don't accept the VA disability. It's just Social Security.
I thought it had to be from the Social Security. I'm pretty sure they told us it needs to be a letter from the Social Security Administration or your physician. So you could get a letter from your physician. Yeah. But again, that's a little personal, and that's something that's going to be online for anybody to view, print, download, whatever they want. And I should say, too, that the advantage of being able to file as a disabled person owning a home and an elderly person owning a home is it gives you more coverage. So it goes up to $500,000 each, wow, up to $1 million for two people owning,
wow,
one piece of property. And that's it's complicated. It's not exactly like insurance coverage. It's not like your homeowner's insurance. It doesn't replace your homeowner's insurance. The best way for me to describe how this helps you is, say you were in a car accident and it was your fault and you're now being sued. If there's a legitimate lien that goes on your property as a consequence of that, the next step would be for the creditor to hire a sheriff to boot you out of your house. This stops that. This keeps you in your home. And the lien doesn't necessarily go away, but it gives you the ability to deal with that lien in another way, maybe. But you definitely will not be moved out of your home. So it is important to have a home.
Yeah. Thank you for bringing that out. And folks, listen, it can happen in a heartbeat. It really can. I know years ago, most cops had that on their house.
Yeah.
Building inspectors, a lot of people, because they, you know, you can get sued for anything.
Exactly.
I'm so glad Patsy brought that up, because to me, it is so vitally important you protect what you have.
Exactly. And everybody has an automatic homestead with the new statute on the homestead. So, but that only covers you up to $125,000. And I bet most of us, if we have property at all, especially after this, the pandemic and the increase in real estate values in the past few years, your property is worth much more than $125,000. But at least you know, until you get here and do it, you have at least $125,000 worth of coverage. So
yeah, I saw those houses. What was it, like 92 houses or something sold for over $1 million in Berkshire County?
Oh, I know. Yes, yeah. Yes.
I put mine out for $1.2 million. I'll take less,
but you might be surprised.
The Registry of Deeds, again, for those people just tuning in, it's a valuable asset to you property owners. But what Patsy brought out early in the show, and I want to kind of start to close with it, is if you're renting, Patsy, pick it up from there.
Sure. So if you're renting, especially if you're about to enter into a lease agreement, you want to make sure that you're signing a lease agreement with somebody who has the right to sign it. So that would be the owner of the property. And if it's not the owner, then you should have some sort of a document indicating that the owner has given that right to maybe another agency or something like that. But, you know, so I want to say that, you know, the registry records are not just for homeowners, but if you're about to rent a home or an apartment, you want to make sure that you're not just giving the first and last month's rent and security deposit to somebody who has no right to sign that lease.
Yeah. And I mean, that was something that never crossed my mind. And that's why I have these shows, because Patsy and her team, they're a wealth of knowledge. If you're going to question anything, give them a call. They can probably steer you in the right direction via the phone. Patsy's going to give you the number in a minute. But I got to stress this. Don't tell anybody anything online or on the phone. Please, because they're people, they're just not good people. And they'll take everything you have and they won't miss a wink.
And, well, yeah. And sometimes they can be what you perceive as a legitimate company, like that MV Realty company that was registered under the Secretary of State's office. But then they go out and do not good deeds, but bad deeds. And people were signing documents, which actually they didn't know they were signing a mortgage. And it was presented to us like it was a mortgage. So we don't know how they showed it to the homeowner. Maybe it was just, maybe they had it attached to another document that didn't seem like, but this didn't seem like it was a mortgage. I don't know how they managed that, but they did. And we did take care of that one person in our registry that had signed wow. that. Yeah. So he was okay. We had more than one eventually, but initially we had just one and he was taken care of. And then all of the MV mortgages were ultimately discharged by a court order. So,
wow.
Yeah. So that was a serious, situation that we saw right away and reported that to the Attorney General's office, and the Attorney General's office took care of it. So that was wonderful.
Just remember, folks, that one got caught. That one got done. They're going to have a new name tomorrow.
Sure.
I mean, they're thieves. And, you know, I don't mind telling people to be careful of them as thieves, because it's your stuff. We've worked all our lives to pay our mortgage, to own property, to enjoy our property, care for our property. And is Patsy saying there is a protection in the Commonwealth? You have to go for it. We're going to give it to you one more time. In Homestead and this, just do it. What do you have? It costs you nothing.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Check and make sure you have a homestead. Be aware that the solar companies, I know it's another whole new topic, but a lot of people are getting solar panels. Most of the time they come with a financing statement that does go on record here. It is a lien. And you will have to address it before you sell, before you refinance. So, sometimes the solar companies, I've heard it with my own ears, they say that there is no lien that goes on your property. More than likely, that's not true. So pay attention, check with your attorney, and ask them if there's a UCC financing statement going on.
And you see why I do this program? I would have never thought of that, and I would have probably never caught it. And again, it's just it's not a sham with them. It's a way of doing business. There's a big
true, and the salespeople, I really truly believe they don't know there's a lien, because they say there's is no lien. And I had to show one of them that I actually showed them where the liens were. I'm like, here they are, and it just kind of kept scrolling on my computer. Those are solar liens. They are there. So.
And your office is open. What the hours of operation?
So we're open, unless it's a holiday, Monday through Friday. We open at 8:30, and we are here until 4:30. And we record. I know that the attorneys know this, but we only record until 3:59. So don't try to come in after that.
And bottom line, folks, if you're in doubt about any of this, if you don't have a copy of your deed, it's nothing to have on your file, in your home file with your insurance and all the other stuff you keep it on file. To me, it's a document worth its weight in gold. Especially when you get to be my age.
Well, the deed, yes, but I don't mean to say that what you're saying isn't necessary, but if you can always obtain a copy of your deed. And I think the important thing is don't pay $85 because some company is trying to tell you you need a profile of your property, because basically what they'll give you, they'll tell you what your taxes are, how much they cost, and then they'll also just give you a $3 document for $85. I don't want you to do that.
No.
If you don't have a copy of your deed, doesn't mean you don't own it still. You still own the property, so you're still in good hands.
I'm just a guy that I have to have it in my hand.
Yeah,
it's like,
good.
Why do I still buy the Eagle? I read it at 4 o'clock online. Then I get up in the morning and read the big paper piece. And Patsy, I can't tell you, thank you so much for giving of your time and your knowledge. Thank your office for putting up with my calls.
I absolutely will tell them how much you appreciate them. I will.
And anybody who's ever dealt with them, they say the same thing. So that's, to me, really worthwhile. That is public service, and they do it every day.
Yep, and we know that. And we want to do that for you, so give us a call.
Have a wonderful, wonderful spring, and I'll be talking with you before. Go ahead.
Did you want me to give you the website?
Yes.
Okay, so BerkshireMiddleDeeds.com.
Yeah.
Once you get on there, then you can look at the link for various things, but the consumer notification service, so that you can sign up for what is comparable to Title Lock. You don't need to buy it. It's free of charge for us. Our number is 413-443-7438.
And a nice person will answer.
Always. Thank you very much, Phil, for having me on.
Hey, thank you. Tell your team I said hi, and once I can get by the guards downstairs, I may come up.
Okay. Sounds good.
They keep wanting to put handcuffs on me. I don't know what the problem is with people. To my listeners, to Patsy, to everyone, God bless. And I mean that. And you know, like these folks do at the Registry of Deeds, let's start taking care of each other, being nicer to each other. I mean, I understand a lot of people are afraid, but you don't know what the other person's going through. So I'm just saying, whatever is bothering you, put on a smile, wave, and with all your fingers, because I just met somebody who waved at me with just one. But God bless. Take care of each other. Patsy, you the best to you and your family and everybody in the office.
Thank you. Same to you.
Bye-bye, folks. See you soon.
Bye.